Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. 2 weeks ago, I went back to Houston, Texas to meet some friends I hadn't seen since 1999. I can't believe it's been almost 20 years. My friends asked me about my life in Poland, why I decided to move there, and how things are going. And they also pointed out that over those 20 years living here in Poland, I've changed a lot. My personality is a little bit different. I talk a little bit differently. I was surprised to hear what they had to say. And I went home that night, I tried to go to sleep, and I kind of stayed up thinking, how have I changed? What has changed about me in all these years living in Poland? And I have some good news for you. There are a lot of ways I've become a better person since moving to Poland. And I want to share 7 of those ways with you. Let's do this. First and foremost, I've become a much better driver. Whether it's driving, staying in the right lane on the Autostrada, or handling the roundabout, driving in Poland is a totally different animal than driving in the USA. I've just come back from cruising on Houston highways for about 4 days, where everyone travels virtually the same speed. Just hit the cruise control and flip on your favorite tunes. The fact is, driving in Poland requires you to have eyes everywhere on the road, expecting the unexpected. I've learned to let crazy drivers just go ahead of me if they're aggressive. What's the point in having road rage? So I've become a much more understanding driver, a much more patient driver, and ultimately a safer driver. Another way I've become a better person is that I'm much more self-sufficient. The fact is that life in Poland is harder than it is in America for many reasons. I think most Poles that know something about America will easily agree with me on that. When I moved here 20 years ago, not everything I was used to having in the USA was available in Poland, and not everyone would go out of their way to help like people did in the USA. Let's take finding a job, for example. After working at the local university here in Częstochowa, the number of students enrolled dropped drastically over the 7 years I was employed there. I was eventually forced to create my own school and take some risks. I had to figure out so many things on my own. I had to figure out the health insurance situation, tax office, tax accountancy, and banking. And not all banks wanted to offer me a bank account. If I didn't have, you know, a Polish dowód osobisty, which is like a, you know, ID card, they wouldn't even talk to me. They said, sorry, not this bank. It was a lot of things I had to kind of just, you know, pull my bootstraps up and get busy doing on my own. So self-sufficiency probably is a huge thing that I think that I've developed living here. The next way life in Poland has made me better is through learning the Polish language. Now, I'm the first one to admit my Polish can get much better, and I'm trying to do just that. I'm really motivated to improve it nowadays. But learning a foreign language enriches your own language, and that really surprised me. You understand your own grammar structure better, you learn more about the vocabulary you use, and you pick up many good synonyms and expressions in both languages. Most importantly, you discover grammar mistakes you've been making for years and you fix those. You want to sound better because you're learning that language. That was really a good shock for me. Next on the list, living in Poland forced me to get my master's degree. In 1999, I spent many a late night with friends at really 3 dormitories in Częstochowa. Everyone I knew was going after their master's degrees. At that time, I had only a 4-year bachelor's degree, which in America is pretty good and it's enough to get your foot in the door for a pretty well-paid job. And in terms of masters, in the USA, only about 9% of the population can say they've got a master's. In Poland, though, it's over 50%. If you don't believe me, check it out yourself. That lit a gigantic fire under me to return to the USA for some years and finish my master's. Thank you, Poland, for that. Staying on the subject of education, Poland also helped me to improve my knowledge of geography. When I was in school, I had no idea that geography would be something so important. If there's one thing I can say about Polish people, though, is that they know their geography. My high school matura students complain constantly about how demanding the classes are in Poland, how much unuseful information they have to learn in school. And I'm not just talking about knowing capital cities or where countries are in the world. Poles have to know river names, which direction these rivers flow, what countries the rivers are in. It's very detailed information. They need to know about religion and governments that rule currently. It's a lot of information that goes into their geography classes. And when I came here for the first time and I heard how people talk about different countries, they knew more about my country than I did, I think, geographically. And I hate to admit that. They're really clever, and it forced me to kind of, again, get motivated to learn more about the world and what's going on, geographically speaking. So again, thank you, Poland, for that. Up next, Poland has made me a more patient person. Whether it's getting documents from the tax office or sitting hours beside the table at some dinner party, Poland will teach you patience. Now, things have improved over the years, but bureaucracy can be quite an effective teacher and an annoying one at that too. A great example happened just this week. We bought some new school shoes for my son from a toy store, you probably heard of this, called Smyk. They're everywhere in Poland. Well, during his first day, one of the main straps of the shoe just completely broke in half. The shoe just fell off his foot, he couldn't wear it. We took the shoes back the next day to Smyk, and the manager came out and said, well, you know, we have to send these shoes back to the producer, the manufacturer, we have to get our money back first from them, then we can return the money to you. So we asked, how long would that take? Oh, 2 or 3 weeks, I think, somewhere there. We just looked at each other and started laughing. That's the last time we'll buy anything shoes-wise at Smyk. Thanks a lot, Smyk, for that. But that's a good lesson. That kind of situation happens here in many areas, and you have no choice but just to learn patience. The final one today, and probably the most important, Poland has taught me to accept brutal honesty and criticism. We Americans do one thing very well, and again, I don't want to generalize, but most of the Americans I know would fit in this picture. We are highly talented in always finding a nice way to answer uncomfortable questions. We are super sweet and usually avoid being too blunt with people, not to offend anybody. Generally, Poles don't have this problem. Here's a great example. Last week, I bought a new English game and brought it to one of my classes. After playing the new game, I asked one of my students, Jacob, I said, Jacob, what'd you think of the new game? He said, this game is a complete disaster, it's a waste of our time, and it was a waste of your money. Never bring the game back to the class. Just like that, straight to my face. Now, if it had been my first year here in Poland, I probably would have been heartbroken. I probably would have thought they're going to resign from my classes, never come back again. But that's just Polish brutal honesty. He wasn't trying to hurt my feelings. He just said the game sucked. He didn't want to play it again. Okay. That kind of thing. I've many countless examples of things like that have happened here, and you just have to accept it and kind of be grateful they're telling you the truth. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That is straight from the heart. These are 7 ways that Poland has helped me become a better person. I'm grateful for that. If you have not subscribed to my channel, go ahead and click that button right here in the tree so you can become a subscriber. And there's a lot more on the way. Got a lot of ideas for this channel. If you are a subscriber, thank you for being here. Have a great day. See you in the next episode.